start to have people from Melbourne back into our region, which is exciting. And this video has been developed with people that have a passion for food and exploration in mind. So we've been working on this for a little while as one of many initiatives to raise the city gastronomy profile. And so we've just released it, and it'll be promoted primarily online through Facebook and YouTube and Instagram, targeting the Melbourne audience and foodie people that love food.
How do you determine who you're going to feature in the video? Because hell's bells, there's a lot of great places and various types of services on offer in this region.
Yeah, we certainly don't have a shortage of options to choose from. It's not easy, I suppose. With lots of promotions that we've been doing, we try to give everyone a little bit of love. But we wanted a real variety in this video. So when you look at it, you'll see a lot of different people from surrounding farms in our region, as well as some iconic businesses. But there's a real variety: breweries, wineries, coffee houses, producers, bars. So yeah, it's really just to give a little bit of a taste that hopefully people will see the video and they'll go and do some more research on what we've got in this region.
Oh, that sounds like a good tour to be on, that one, doesn't it? If you went to everything that was featured in the video, it sounds like a nice time. Now, how long is the video? It seems like you've got a lot in. Have you got sort of a long version and a short version?
Yeah, so this is just under 2 minutes, this video, but we'll also have shorter versions for different social media platforms. But we're also later this year releasing a longer version, and that version is a bit more of a storytelling style, where it will involve the Jar Jar Warung, and it will talk about food and connection to land. So it's a big part of our city gastronomy designation, First Nations food. And so that one we're really excited about. We've just been waiting for the right opportunity, because it's really made with cinema. It's about 8 minutes in mind. So now that restrictions have improved, we're looking forward to releasing that one very soon too.
No, exciting times and excitement for the region as well. Glenn, fantastic stuff. If people want to have a look at it, by the way, locals, is there somewhere they can go to see it?
Yeah, so they can go to the Explore Bendigo Facebook page, or to Explore Bendigo, our YouTube account, and can have a look. And it's loaded up there, ready to go, and they can have a bit of a taste. And hopefully, with obviously restrictions easing, they can encourage their visiting friends and relatives to come over the coming months and explore our great food scene.
Sounds terrific. Glenn, thanks for joining us.
No, thanks very much.
All the best. Glenn Harvey from City of Greater Bendigo with a new gastronomy video.